Earlier tonight, commuters leaving work and even students after school were met with disturbing messages along the spur just west of Waukegan Road. The digital signs boldly displayed hateful messages about Israel, and police say they were written by a hacker. Those electronic billboards have since gone dark, shut off tonight by billboard company out front. Still, two signs illuminated the expressway for at least an hour, beginning around 5:30. One stated a profanity followed by the word Israel. The second, even more alarming to those who called it in, said death to Israel. In both, a Palestinian flag is used as the background. Congressman Brad Schneider's phone started ringing soon after those messages appeared. He called Northbrook Police and the billboard media company to have them removed.
Where these signs are is a community with a large Jewish population. And tonight is the beginning of the Jewish holiday of Sukkot. Whoever did this had an intentionality about it that was clearly anti-Semitic. It had to be a shock. One of the ones that caught my attention is someone said they had their kids in their car, their little kids in the car, but old enough to read. You know, these are big billboard signs. And how do you explain that to a young person?
In a statement, the Jewish United Fund of Chicago said in part, an hour before sundown, JUF became aware of offensive billboard imagery on the spur. We immediately reached out to Outfront Media to have this offensive imagery removed. Northbrook Police tell us they are investigating along with Outfront Media, but again, police tonight confirm that these messages were not authorized by the billboard company and are believed to have come from a hack. Reporting live in Northbrook, Casey Cronus, Fox 32, Chicago.